Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And certainly amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, which we're already getting to almost the two-year mark, we're now also approaching one of the most critical seasons for the healthcare industry and for the health of Americans, flu season. And although COVID-19 safety measures like wearing masks and socially distancing and staying home and washing your hands all contribute to declines in flu incidents, and we certainly saw that in the last flu season, flu viruses constantly change, and it's not unusual for new flu viruses to appear each year. In addition, as with COVID, certain people, including older adults, those who are 65 or older, pregnant people, and adults with chronic health conditions are at higher risk of developing conditions from the flu, complications which could result in hospitalizations or even death. And so joining us this morning to talk about efforts that we can all make to be proactive about staying healthy for yourself and your family, we're pleased to have with us here on The Extra, Dr. Kendra Robinson from Optum in Colorado Springs. And Dr. Robinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Robinson, I should mention, is medical director with Optum in Colorado Springs, and she's here to talk about why getting the flu shot also is a critical part of advocating for you and your family's health. And we're going to talk about that a little later on. But first, Dr. Robinson, let me start off by asking this, theoretical question. I'm feeling sick. How do I know if it's flu or COVID-19?
Sure. That is a great question these days, right? Because the symptoms can be pretty similar. So I think it's important to know that influenza, right, is commonly known as the flu, right? But very similar to COVID-19, it is a serious infection of the respiratory system. And so it can be very similar, the two, right? And then the symptoms that one might experience, can be very similar. So that's really hard to tell the difference. So when we come down with the flu or influenza or COVID, symptoms could include things like fevers and chills, aches, cough, shortness of breath, congestion, even things like headache and diarrhea, vomiting, things like that. And so again, it can just be really difficult to tell between the two. Sometimes symptoms-wise, COVID tends to have a bit more serious headache sometimes, so that may tip you off, although influenza absolutely can cause headaches as well. And then some people will lose their taste or smell, and so sometimes that's a little bit of a clue if it's pretty pronounced that this may be COVID, but again, even with influenza, you can have that as well. So because they are so similar, right, it is really important that you do seek out medical attention if you start to develop these symptoms so that you can be evaluated and we can have the proper test run, which we can easily distinguish between the two, and then we can diagnose you and then offer you the proper treatment.
Right. And I've heard with the cough that with COVID, it's more of a dry cough. And with the flu, obviously, a lot of people get a lot of phlegm and stuff that they're coughing up, right?
Yeah, I think that is common. Not always the case, but yeah, that sometimes is a little bit more of the mucus and the congestion and all of that. However, again, can be either, and it can, often be hard to tell because of that, right? So you can't always distinguish just because of the type of cough.
Right. I thought I had COVID twice over the past year. Both times went in to get a COVID test, and both times it was determined not. So I assumed that I had flu. So unfortunately, all the social distancing and mask wearing that I was doing did not protect me from the flu last flu season. Neither did, unfortunately, my flu shot. But that's just my experience. But I know that there are a lot of people that probably face that same dilemma. Is it flu or is it COVID? So say someone is out there and they've already had COVID-19, doctor, can they still get the flu?
Yes, absolutely. So remember, even though they're really similar, right, these are different viruses. And so you can get them. You can get them both, even at the same time. It is unusual to get them both at the same time, but you can. So it is really still so important to protect yourself from the flu and from influenza. You know, just like we advocate for every single year, we want everybody going out there and getting their flu shot. And yeah, you mentioned, I did get the flu shot, but I still got the flu. And that does happen, right? That's happened to me as a doctor where I got my flu shot, but I actually did get the flu. And what I always tell my patients is that probably it helped to keep us safe from maybe dying from the flu, right? So there are many Americans that actually die from the flu every year, and some of them are very healthy individuals. And so that's why an influenza vaccine really does help to protect us so that to avoid the serious complications that can happen with the flu. So that's an important one to make sure we get our vaccines.
And I know this show is focusing on the flu, but the same theoretical, so you've already had COVID-19, can you still get COVID-19 again?
Absolutely. So a lot of thought out there that, oh, well, if I get COVID, I'm immune and I don't have to worry. I don't need to get a vaccine, you know, and I'm not going to get it again. But we do see patients that can get COVID again, and sometimes very soon after the first infection. The new Delta variant that we have identified is much more contagious and infectious and can spread faster. So that one as well, you can get an infection very soon after. So antibodies alone, you know, that we sort of feel like we might have after experiencing COVID naturally, if you will, doesn't necessarily protect you. And that's why the COVID vaccine is so important.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking, of course, about the vaccines, the flu vaccine, especially the flu shot, a little bit later on here. Where can listeners go for more information, Dr. Robison?
You know, and just in general, the CDC has a great website, and you can just click around and find all kinds of great information. We also have some information on our local Optum website, so that is really helpful. On our Optum website, we have sort of a symptom evaluator, if you will, and it's an online tool where you can click and put your symptoms, and it'll kind of help you to kind of go down that path of what, you know, what might I have and what should I do and should I seek attention. Also, there's some really great apps out there too, right, where you can do the same thing and it plugs in your symptoms and when did this start, right? And those are really helpful to guide us, because again, sometimes these symptoms are so similar, we don't quite know what to do. Or maybe it's just really mild, right? I'm stuffy and I'm congested and I have a little bit of a sore throat. You know, there's a lot of just regular viruses out there in common cold, right? And maybe that's all that it is. So sometimes those little apps and other things are nice tools so that you can really know, you know, what steps should I take to be evaluated.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Kendra Robison is our guest today on The Extra. We are focusing on the flu, what you need to know. And coming up, we'll have more of Dr. Robison's advice as we continue with our Ask the Doctor show here on The Extra. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back after the break, and our show today focusing on the flu season that's quickly approaching, if it hasn't arrived already. And our guest today, Dr. Kendra Robison, Medical Director with Optum in Colorado Springs, talking about how, given that we're already in what seems to be another wave of COVID-19, knowing about the flu and how to protect yourself is even more important to really make things better, not just for yourself and your family, but also on the health industry as a whole. Dr. Robison, let's talk about this. So if I'm vaccinated for COVID-19, what does that mean in terms of whether I need to get a flu shot?
So you still absolutely should think about your flu shot this year and every single year, right? In the fall, just like we're all used to doing, and it's still very, very important. So even if you had your COVID-19 vaccine or vaccine series, you definitely want to still get your flu vaccine. And that one is, again, a different virus, and it works differently in our bodies, and the vaccines are different. So you do want to make sure you get your standard flu shot. And so the flu shot really is recommended for anybody 6 months of age and older, right? So there is no contraindication really anymore to the flu vaccine. So really everybody should be going out and getting their flu vaccine in the fall. And we usually recommend to try to do that before the end of October. But, you know, that kind of September to November timeframe is okay as well. And just make sure that you do get that. It's very, very important.
How difficult is the pressure that the health system is seeing right now here in Colorado and El Paso County particularly, when you're dealing with these increasing cases. I mean, we've had days in recent weeks where in a daily new COVID case count, we've had in El Paso County 600 plus new COVID cases. I mean, that's putting pressure on the health system, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one of the most important things to remember, because I know we all have our personal feelings, you know, about the COVID situation, but we only have so many, you know, resources when it comes to our hospitals and what we're able to provide in a city, a state, a county, right? And so we want to help support our hospitals, right, so that they can take care of patients when they are ill. And so, yes, they are experiencing higher numbers of COVID cases. And so they're very wonderful to help care for all of those patients. But then when we also have patients that are coming down with influenza and the flu, they might be having to be hospitalized as well, right? And so that then increases the numbers. And then, you know, people still have normal things that happen too, you know, car accidents and heart attacks and, you know, other things that where we need to go to the hospital, right? And we want to ensure that our hospital, you know, has the resources to care for all of those patients. And so that's why it's important, right, that we help our community so that we can provide care to everybody that needs it for any reason when somebody has to go to the hospital. And so again, this is another really good reason to be vaccinated, both for COVID-19 and influenza, so that we can stay healthy, stay out of the hospital, right? And then our great hospital partners can take care of those patients when they need to.
Dr. Robinson, some of what we've heard from people who have hesitancy about the COVID vaccine certainly is nothing new, because we've heard it for years about that doctors encounter that when trying to advocate for the flu vaccine. What's your, I guess, stance on the hesitancy that you encounter, especially when it comes to flu vaccine, but also with COVID?
Yeah, you know, I've had a practice for many years and certainly, you know, welcome the opinions and thoughts of my patients when it comes to vaccines. But yeah, there always was a bit of hesitancy with some patients when it came to their flu shot. And I really always just strongly advocated that my patients get that, because there actually are many patients that come down with complications that are very serious when it comes to the flu. And so it's just an important way to avoid that, to get your flu shot and to protect others, right? So if we can all protect each other by getting our flu shots, then that's going to decrease the cases and the risk of others getting sick. And so sometimes my patients say, well, I'm so healthy, I don't need a flu shot, right? I've got a good immune system. Well, maybe you live with a family member that doesn't, right? Or maybe you do want to go visit your grandparents, or maybe a pregnant friend, right? Or a child. And so we don't want to pass on influenza to those that are at high risk, right? And so that's another reason why, even if you're healthy, we want you to get your flu shot to protect others as well. And again, it is very rare that healthy people can have serious complications from the flu or even die from the flu, but it does happen. And I've seen it happen. So another reason that everybody should get their flu shot when flu season comes around.
All right. And as you mentioned, end of October is kind of the ballpark deadline for getting that. But certainly, if you got it now, that would certainly offer some protection as we move forward through the flu season months. Our guest today is Dr. Kendra Robinson, who's the medical director with Optum in Colorado Springs, advocating being proactive about staying healthy during this flu season that will last through this winter, especially as it's kind of topping what has been a very difficult time in terms of COVID-19 cases. And if you'd like to get more information, you can go onto Optum's website, cshp.net, and there you'll find information. And as Dr. Robinson was pointing out, they have a very nice little self-analysis tool to find out whether your symptoms match up with what flu symptoms are expected to be. Dr. Robinson, we need to take a break right here for our news, traffic, and weather. We'll be back with more of our focus here on the Ask the Doctor show that we bring you on The Extra every month. And we're focusing this month on flu season. That's coming up as The Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with Dr. Kendra Robinson, who is the medical director with Optum in Colorado Springs, as here on The Extra, the show that brings you the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. We are focusing on flu. And as we saw throughout allergy season, we should mention symptoms common to allergies can be mistaken for COVID and vice versa. And similarly with the flu, symptoms similar or common to flu illness can be mistaken for COVID-19 and vice versa. So this season, it's going to be a very difficult one for not just patients trying to protect themselves and stay healthy, but also for the health system, those nurses and nurse practitioners and doctors and office administrators, everyone who's trying to keep everyone healthy as we move through these winter months. Dr. Robinson, who is at high risk for flu complications?
Yeah, great question. So both COVID-19 and influenza obviously can cause really severe illness and complications. But those that are at higher risk obviously are going to be more at risk, of course, for those complications. So older adults, anybody over the age of 65 are going to be a bit increased risk, certainly depending on their underlying health conditions. Pregnant women are definitely at increased risk from complications from the flu. So very important that our pregnant patients get their flu vaccine so that they can protect themselves and their baby. Also those that have any underlying chronic conditions, especially lung conditions like COPD, asthma, but even heart conditions, diabetes, anybody that might be on cancer, getting chemotherapy, and then anybody that is on medicines that suppress their immune system. So those are what we kind of think of as our very high-risk individuals. However, really, again, anybody could be at risk of having serious complications from the flu or COVID-19. Thus, that's why we recommend vaccines.
Why is it that flu, I guess, takes those people who have maybe compromised immune systems and deals them a harder blow than the rest of us who can kind of weather a flu illness pretty easily?
Yeah, and so these patients that may have some of these underlying conditions, exactly, maybe their immune system is not as strong, so thus they can't fight that virus as well as they could. That's why the vaccine is so helpful. It's going to really help the body identify that illness early so that it can build those antibodies, right, and help the body. And then if you do have underlying lung conditions, maybe asthma, right, COPD, if that virus really settles into your chest and into your lungs, then it can absolutely worsen those underlying symptoms that you may have from your pulmonary disease and then really make it difficult to breathe, right? More congestion, more phlegm, more mucus, you know, then starts plugging up those lung sacs, right? And then you can get very, very sick and require further care in the hospital. So that's why it's really important to get your vaccine and help your body, right, if it's already struggling with some underlying conditions.
Right. I think one thing, though, that has been, I guess, a boon from COVID-19 has been that it's educated us all as to really some of the key takeaways from providing protection. I mean, not just the vaccine, but also, you know, the wearing of masks, the washing of hands, the social distancing, keeping your distance, you know, especially in enclosed spaces. I have a niece who had a heart transplant, and during flu season we were always very scared of her, you know, exposure for flu and what that might mean, and always required a lot of education to anyone surrounding her. And, you know, people would look at us strangely if we were wearing masks, but it was all to protect her. And now this seems to be something that people are very up on, and at least people who are wanting to be considerate of others, they do respect that people do need to protect themselves against flu, especially those who are in certain situations.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I think we've all learned so much through this COVID pandemic, right? Maybe that silver lining, exactly, that we've all learned how to be better, you know, about protecting ourselves and others from, you know, all germs, right? Just to keep everybody healthy. And they are pretty simple things, right, that, you know, we just get out of the habit of. But I think we've all been so much more attuned to it and being careful. So, yes, exactly, right? Washing our hands, you know, frequently with soap and water or using that alcohol, you know, spray or rub if we don't have somewhere to wash our hands, being really careful before we eat, right? Always wash your hands before you eat, you know, and then avoiding people that are sick, right? And trying to keep those that may have sensitive immune systems or other conditions. We want to help keep them safe, right? And avoid them if we're sick and not go near them. And the masks, right? Wear them where appropriate. You know, they do work, especially to keep those that have, you know, serious conditions safe. So yes, all great things that I think we've all become more accustomed to, which is a good thing. And really last year, right, we did not see as much influenza. And I think everyone sort of was suspicious about that. Like, well, what does that mean? Well, I think it's pretty easy that we were all so good, you know, about wearing our masks and social distancing and washing our hands, right, that it just makes sense that we did not spread that virus of influenza as much as we normally may have, right? And so this season, we don't quite know, you know, the severity of the flu that we will see, but we want to make sure that we are preventing that as best as we can, you know, with all these preventative measures that we take, and then, of course, getting your flu shot.
Okay. Well, we have more to come here on The Extra with Dr. Kendra Robison, Medical Director of Optum, and she's going to be telling us a little bit more about what ways we can all protect ourselves from getting sick this season. No one wants to get stuck with a case of the flu before, say, Thanksgiving or before Christmas. I mean, so ways that you can plan for as healthy of a holiday season as you can. That's coming up as The Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. We're back for our final segment and on The Extra Show, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Once a month, we talk with one of the doctors from Optum. And we call it our Ask the Doctor Show. And today, our topic is the flu. And our guest today, Dr. Kendra Robison, has been so good about sharing with us information, prevention methods, and why there's a concern about the flu, not just as it is annually, but also coupled on top of the COVID wave that is currently causing hospitalizations to increase throughout the state. So, Dr. Robison, let's talk about how to protect ourselves, not just individuals, but also our family members from getting sick this season. What's the best way?
So really, you know, the number one way to protect all of us this season is get a flu shot, right? It's so important. Every single fall, we want to get our flu vaccine. And really, there's no contraindication to a flu shot. If you are over 6 months of age, you want to go and get your flu vaccine. There used to be some concern about egg allergy. I mean, that was really the only potential contraindication. However, we now have vaccines that are perfectly safe for those with egg allergies. So really, there really is no reason that everybody should not be heading out to get their flu shot this fall. And that's probably the most important thing that you can do, of course. So the other important thing that you can do, of course, to reduce your risk of catching the flu is doing the same things that we are all trying to be more accustomed to doing for COVID-19. And that is all the different things that we've put into place with social distancing and mask wearing and washing of our hands, right? Alcohol sprays and rubs. Those, of course, are going to also help with the spread of the flu. And so I think it's a great thing that we're all getting so much more used to doing this because we don't really know. Nobody wants to get any sort of virus or illness, right? We all want to stay healthy and avoid being ill. And so there's all these great things that we do. We just want to keep doing those, right? So, you know, make sure you're washing your hands repeatedly as much as you possibly can with soap and water. And then if you don't have access to that, go ahead and use those alcohol sprays or rubs. Make sure that you are avoiding touching your eyes or your nose or your mouth, right? Because that's how those viruses can get into our system and make us sick. So make sure that you're careful about that. And then really just avoid people that are sick, right? And if you're sick, you know, make sure that you are staying away from others so that we don't spread that virus and make others sick. So again, yes, what are the most important things to do? Get your flu shot and then do all those things that we're getting more accustomed to, right? And keep doing them.
And I remember seeing a movie, sadly, it was at the start of the COVID pandemic, and it was talking about the number of times that people touched their faces and that allowing for that transmission of bacteria or virus. And it was just astronomical. I was so surprised by that. I've really made an effort during the past 18 months not to do that, but even so, catch myself doing it again. And there are ways that we can really protect ourselves, but some of them are really hard and ingrained and tough to change about ourselves.
I know, isn't that interesting? I think we all do that. We don't realize we are touching our face or our nose or our mouth, and we don't even know we're doing it, right? So yeah, really being in tune to that, right? And make sure that your hands are, you know, down and, you know, near your lap, right? And really try to avoid touching your face and mouth and nose, right? And then make sure your hands are clean, right? Just to make sure that you frequently wash your hands throughout the day, and that'll help to keep them clean. And then just, yeah, being aware of that, because we all tend to do that without knowing it.
And I've been around and reporting since the evolution of the flu vaccine. And I remember in the early days, there were concerns. People said, well, the flu vaccine gave me the flu. Is that how it works? And is that still a concern nowadays?
So no, it really doesn't work that way. And I do hear that very frequently in my practice. But very commonly, we may have been exposed to the virus a few days or even a couple weeks before getting our flu shot. So you may have had an exposure to something completely different, maybe even just a cold virus. And then you go get your flu shot, and then, you know, the symptoms come on of that other potential illness, right? So sometimes it's just that you may have been exposed to something else right around the flu shot. Also, the flu shot, it does sometimes give you some side effects, right? My son, he always gets some upset tummy and doesn't feel very good after getting his flu shot. So now we just know that, right? And we anticipate that. And then we usually just do that on a weekend so that he can recover. But absolutely, I ensure he gets his flu shot every year because I know it's going to protect him, right? So that's something to keep in mind. Yes, sometimes it does have some side effects, and sometimes they're not all that enjoyable. However, the severity that can happen with the flu and influenza can be much worse, right? So that's why even if you have some mild side effects, you want to go ahead and still get that vaccine, because it's going to keep you ultimately protected from what can be a very dangerous infection with influenza.
And Dr. Robison, we have about 30 seconds left. Would you like to share any final thoughts and advice for the folks who are listening?
Sure. You know, I think it's a hard time out there. Again, I think there's so much going on and so many different thoughts, you know, and opinions. But I think just remembering the basics, like we talked about, right? So just basic care for yourself and preventing the spread of disease and infection through all of the great measures that we're all getting used to with hand washing and social distancing and masks where appropriate, right? So those are the basics. But then please remember your vaccines, right? So don't forget your flu shot this year and every fall, just like we recommend. And then consider a COVID vaccine as well. We want to keep everybody safe out there. We want to support our community and our health systems, right, so that we can all just have a wonderful, healthy living existence here in our great city of Colorado Springs. So also here at Optum, we're here to help. So we do have our vaccine clinic that is still open and available for walk-ins or appointments for COVID vaccines and influenza vaccines. We are open on Thursdays and Fridays at our Rock Room and location. So you can come in anytime for a flu vaccine or a COVID vaccine. And then those are also available, of course, at all of our Optum facilities to keep everyone safe. So thank you for having me today. And I just hope that everyone is going to get out there, get their flu shot, and have a really healthy and enjoyable holiday season this year.
Well, I couldn't have said it better. Dr. Kendra Robison, Medical Director with Colorado Springs Optum. And if you'd like more information, you can check out their website, cshp.net. Dr. Robison, thanks so much for sharing your information and advice and expertise here on The Extra.